About 17 million Texans live in areas that earned a failing grade for either ozone or particle pollution.
We look at the air quality index and figure out basically the number of days that get into the unhealthy levels of air pollution for either ozone or particle pollution.
Will Barrett is the Clean Air Advocacy Director with the American Lung Association. He says Houston, El Paso, and Dallas are among 25 U.S. cities with the highest levels of ozone pollution.
And ozone pollution is typically driven by transportation sources, industrial sources, and we know that with heat comes more opportunity for ozone pollution to form in the atmosphere.
Brownsville, Corpus Christi, Laredo, and McAllen are some of the cleanest cities in the country in terms of ozone pollution. But McAllen, Brownsville, and Houston are among the 25 cities with the worst levels of particle pollution.
Particle pollution, you can think of this as sort of tiny bits of ash, dust, diesel exhaust.
San Antonio earned a B grade for particle pollution, but
San Antonio also received an F grade for unhealthy ozone days, but we did see improvements in over time, and including from last year.
Mandy Tibble-Swatek is an associate professor with UT Health San Antonio and the chair of the South Texas Asthma Coalition.
We know that in San Antonio that we have a major problem.
Her research focuses on asthma in children. She says San Antonio has the highest hospital admission rate for children with asthma of any city in the state.
Some of the concern becomes air quality, and whether that be from outdoor air quality or even indoor air pollutants that are contributing and causing problems.
The American Lung Association doesn't look at indoor air quality, but Svatek says smoking, unchanged HVAC filters, pet dander, mold, and dust mites are a few of the factors in the equation. Those things can usually be addressed by people inside the home. The people who have the most power over air quality outside of the home typically work at the state capitol or in DC. Will Barrett says there's been regression in clean air regulations.
Basically, we've seen a lot of rollbacks of clean air programs, whether that's for tailpipe emissions in cars or power plants, or even actually setting a standard for particle pollution at the national level that actually protects public health.
And the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality recently announced it will consider discretionary enforcement on a case-by-case basis for late reporting and violations of clean air standards. The state's environmental agency oversees more than 700,000 regulated entities. Agency officials declined TPR's request for an interview. However, in a written response to TPR inquiries, TCEQ said it will, quote, consider exercising its enforcement discretion for those instances that noncompliance is unavoidable directly due to impact from the coronavirus. According to a recent Harvard University study, people who live in areas with high levels of air pollution are more likely to die if they contract COVID-19. And the detailed demographic data from various cities and states shows that the systemic health problems seen in Black and Latino communities make them more likely to die of COVID-19.
And oftentimes, communities of color are located in close proximity to these pollution sources and face greater impacts to their health.
In Texas, those pollution sources may get a free pass on air quality violations if they can prove their operations were affected by coronavirus. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.